The Gemara we learned on Tesem and Beis said Choftan. The Gemara on Tesem and Beis said Choftan. What did Choftan do? Tell me what Choftan was. What was Choftan? According to Rashi, the pshat was Choftan. What do you do? You lower it. And what happens when you do Choftan? You lower it, they become mixed together. And therefore what? You remember what the case was? Donnie, let's get it. What was the case? You had Sukkos Tachas HaIlon. And the Ilon was what? The Ilon, the tree was more Chamsa than Tzilasa. So therefore the tree's a nothing. Why is the tree a nothing? Because there's more sun than shade coming through the tree. Yes? So the Gemara asked, but that's a problem because you still have Mechuber branches hovering over it. What was the Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara's Lashon was, Hakam et starv schach basel bahad et schach kosher, on Tesem et Beis. The Gemara says, Choftan. The Gemara answered, Choftan. What did Choftan mean?
Lower.
Choftan means lower. And therefore you lower it together, and therefore, it's impossible here, Adam, to distinguish between the schach that's Mechuber and the schach that's kosher. So therefore it's fine. It's not a problem. Yes? You got that, Avram? That's what we said. So the first shtickle I want you to get, the first mahalach, is the following. Let's get it down, Yonatan. How can the Gemara say Choftan, according to Rashi, is you lower them? We have a famous principle in Be'ah, on Dalim and Beis, which is called Ein Mevatlin Nisulach Achilu. Ein Mevatlin, all the Rishonim ask this kasha. The Meiri, okay, the Ron asked this kasha, later on in the Sugya on Yud Bey, on Yud Alphim and Beis. You're not allowed to mevatel isul chachila. Let me give you the case. Let's say I have a drop of milk in a carton. I don't like wasting anything. I happen to not like wasting anything. It's baltashis, right? It's a din of baltashis. That drop of milk in the carton, I don't want to waste. So you know what I do? I'll drop it into 60 ounces of meat soup. That's bittul b'shishim, right? The drop of milk is baltel in 60 ounces of meat soup. I'm not allowed to do that. Ein mevatel isul chachila, correct. Now, most Rishonim say it's the Rabbanah. I want you to get that. Rov Rishonim is the Rabbanah. There's a collector's item. Rov Rishonim say it's the Rabbanah. Rov Rishonim say it's the Rabbanah. And what's what we're going to assume? But there is a Sefer that the Ravid wrote. You know what the Ravid wrote? He wrote a Sefer called the Isser Mashu. The Ravid in his Sefer, Isser Mashu, the Sifro, Isser Mashu, writes that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. That's a collector's item, the Shita. Okay? The Ravid wrote the Sefer Isser Mashu. So he claims the process is an Issa D'Oraisa. He claims the process is an Issa D'Oraisa. But we're all assuming it's the Rabbanan. So what we're bothered by is, how is it Shayach that you could say Choftan? What do you mean Choftan? Lower the branches that are attached to the Schach, that's good, Yehuda, get this down. Isn't that a breach of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chachilu? You're not allowed to Mevatlin Issa L'Chachilu. That's the kasha, the Ron, the Miri. They all ask this kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Okay? I want you to get this down. And therefore, the principle, according to Moshe Shonim, is the Rabbanan. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Is this just for things of like Mevatlin, or all, you don't do Bidyevitz on purpose?
No, this is by Bittl. Talking about Bittl. Yeah, you're not allowed to do this L'chachiyu, okay? Because you're kind of like, you're playing games, right? So you're playing games with it, so it's not right. So that's the kasha lemaisa that is asked here. It's a very strong kasha. So I want to highlight this even more, because we said that the way the Miri writes it, and I gave it to you, what was the Dibra Maskel? I remember the Miri I showed you, right? What was the Dibra Maskel? Miri had there, and I have it here. No? Yeah, the Dibra Maskel HaMishneh. The Miri asked this kasha. Plus the fact there's a Mishnah Maseches Orla, get it down. Where's the Mishnah Maseches Orla? You got to know all of Shas. What is the Mishnah Maseches Orla? Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Dani. You're not allowed to Mevatel Mechuber. Something that's Mechuber, you're not allowed to Mevatel. What'd you say? Yeah, Perek, I'm sorry, Perek Aleph Mishnah Be, I said Mishnah, what did I say? Yeah, it's Mishnah Vav. I made a mistake. It's Mishnah Vav, not Beis. So you're not allowed to Mevat the Mechuber. The branches are Mechuber. Plus the fact, as the Ra'an points out, the issue is Nikar. What's the deal when this is Nikar? You're not allowed to do Bittul. Bittul works only when it's not Nikar. Right? So we don't find an issue that's recognizable as Mevatel. Plus the fact they're not allowed to do this L'chachilu, even by Yisuri Anah. So these are great kashas. Again, number one, Eim Mevatel Nisru L'chachilu, even by Yisuri Anah. Number two, L'maisa, it's considered to be what? Mechubar. Right? So number one is Mechubar. Number two, it's Nikar. Number three, not allowed to Mevatel L'chachilu. This is a bomb kasha. How does the whole din of Chavtan get off the ground? Eim Mevatel Nisru L'chachilu. You got it? Okay. So what are the terutzim to this kasha? So a teretz of this kasha might be as follows. It's very interesting, but maybe we could suggest as follows. The Meiri says there's a big difference here. This is a mitzvah. This is not a Yisr Hana. And what's the famous principle we have in Rosh Hashanah? Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Please get this down. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs and not Yisurim. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. And therefore, mitzvahs are not Hana. Mitzvahs are given to us to accept to yoke of Hashem upon us. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah that mitzvahs are given to us to accept the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. And therefore, don't give me the principle of bittul. Bittul is by Yisurim. There's no problem of bittul here. You're not getting any hana out of it. The only time it's a problem is when you're being nene. You're not being nene here. There's no hana. And therefore, we go back to the din d'oraisa that bittul barov. It works. Number two, we can add on. You're not getting hana. And number two, I can add on something else. What's the second thing I can add on, says the Taz? The Taz in Simen Tov Reish Chavov, Sifkot and Beis, says that by Yisurim, Eim Avat L'Nechachil. But here it's a mitzvah. It's not an Isser. So there's two terutzim I want you to get. Two terutzim to this kasha. Two terutzim to this kasha, very strong terutzim. Number one is that what? I'm not being nene from this. The only time, Donnie, it's a problem is when I drink the soup. I'm not being nene. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are lav what? Nehenes ninu. Excellent. Mitzvahs are not hana. And what's number two? Number two is the whole concept of bittul is only by surim, not by mitzvahs. The whole concept of bittul of maisa is not a problem of maisa. Only by surim we say imavatl nisul chachila. But by mitzvahs is no problem at all. Plus the fact, I want you to get this down, plus the fact you could also add on, I was thinking, the box is an amazing answer. So in Tov Reish Chavov, Sof Siv Zayin, he says, B'shem the Mordechai, maybe you were Mavatl before Yontif, when there was no problem at all, before you built the Sukkah. Before you built the Sukkah, that's a third answer. It's Mutal Avatl L'Karchilu, before Sukkah started. So we don't view that as considered to be a problem of Bintel. And also you can answer, very interestingly, and that comes out, Halach HaLamayis, that would be Asr to mix in a Cholomoyd. The Magen Avraham says in Tov Reish Chavov, Sivkon Gimel, that Lafizah, it's usher to mix it up on Chol HaMoed. Okay, if you say like that last answer, you're right. According to the last answer, it would what? It would in fact be what? It would be usher to be done on Chol HaMoed. According to the first two terutzim, it would be fine. There's no problem at all. And the truth is, as we pointed out also, the Bach said the answer that it's only a problem, you're nene. Here you're not nene. It's mitzvahs. You're not eating it. But then I want to give you one other answer. Please get this down. And we'll chazer all the answers. It's an amazing, amazing pshat. The Ran says in Tesemez Maskel, Nimaskel Vim Tomar. Tesemez, I gave you this answer. He says, this is really not Bittul Barov here. What's the din if it's 50-50? You have half schach kosher. The schach is ksherer. Just because you mixed it together with the psul, the chshivas of the schach kosher has been limited. And therefore you're not allowed to matter less than a rov. So therefore if you have rov schach kosher that's mixed in, it's really what? It's really what's like 50-50. So if it's 50-50, it's fine. You don't need to mevatel the mechubar. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Tov Reish Chavov, Sifkot and Gimel. He quotes the Ran. Again, the answer is like this. You don't really need 51% of schach kosher. 50% schach kosher is enough. The problem is here in this situation, you mix schach kosher with schach posel, so you basically water down the strength of the schach kosher. Therefore, I need to come to 51. Normally, 50 alone would have been enough of schach kosher. But since you mixed it up with one schach posel, I need to get to 51. So how do I get to 51, halacha l'maisa? I can get to 51, l'maisa, by what? By lowering it down, halacha l'maisa. But the bottom line is, underlying the whole thing is really, it's not really bittul. Why is it not bittul? Because all I need is what? 50% anyway. So it's like a fake-out bittul, says the Ran. It's not a real bittul. Okay? So again, let's chazer over to terutzim. I think we had four or five terutzim. How do we understand the first malach we got to get today is chavtan? How do you assume chavtan? What do you mean chavtan? How do you lower the branches down? It's a problem. Where is the marker for that in Shas? Be'adalim and Beis. That's an issue of the Rabbanon. So that's an issue of the Rabbanon. According to Rav Rishon, the Rabbanon, according to the Rav, and the Sefer Yisra Mashu, what is it? An issue of the Raisa. So how can we do this? So one teretz is what? Is you're not, the only time of Einim Atlinus Lachil is when you're going to eat the soup. Here I'm not eating anything. Mitzvah Slav Lehenestinu, as Donnie said, good. Rashi says we can do mitzvah to accept the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. Second teretz of what? Second teretz we said is that what? The old concept of Einim Atlinus Lachil is by Yisurim. This is mitzvahs. Third teretz we said according to what? The Bach Hashem, the Mordechai Shalim is when you do the Bittel on Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif is not Aser. There's no concept of Schach Kosher you're supposed to get until you get the Yontif. But according to this answer, would be allowed to mix in a Cholamoid? No, Chas V'Sholem would be Aser. According to the first two Terutz would be Mutter. And the last two Terutz would be said? Is that what? Last answer is not Bittel in general, because why? Because really 50-50 is Kosher. Just I mixed it up with Schach Posler, so I need to what? I need to jump it up to 51. So I need to jump it up to 51, so I do a bittel. But it's not really a bittel, because really 50% is good. Just been rabbanon, I had to make it look nicer. That's what the Ron wants to say, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? The Magen Avraham quotes the Ron. So I want you to get all this Baalchim. It's very, very interesting. It comes out, Allah Lamaisa, like this. And it could very well be. I mean, because if you think about it, why do you think Amavat Lissa Lechachila? You know what's going to happen? Because I'm going to matter the whole Isser. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start pouring the whole carton of milk in the soup. You know what I mean? That's why there's an Isser. But mitzvahs are not choshish for that. No guy's going to want to do a mitzvah baba aveira. So the Taz writes, by mitzvahs we also say mavat l'nisr chachila. But it's not a problem with bittul here, because it's not an Isser, like I said. Sitting there, you don't fulfill mitzvah. You're not doing an Isser. Who's he assuming like? Eating outside the sukkah is not considered to be an Isser. Remember we had that? Machlokes prima gadim aruch l'nir on one hand against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He's assuming that it's not considered to be an Isser the whole time. Just mitzvahs. If it's mitzvahs, it's not considered to be a halacha l'maisa problem. You know, I saw also, I want you to get that one more teretz down. The Miri B'Shem, I hope you saw that, the Miri, I gave it to you, the Yesh B'Forshim, Yesh Pirshu. He says, the bottom line is that you're able to sit in the sukkah l'chachila. It doesn't mean l'chachila y'abal l'vatl. It just means l'chachila you're able to sit in the sukkah. You're not allowed to do this mixture with the sukkah, with the schach. If it was done already, then you could sit in the sukkah. So that's another clever answer, I thought. The Gemara never said it was mutter to do chavtan. You just have to be in a situation where it was done already, the chavtan. You follow what I mean? So that skirts the whole kasha. You follow me? So that's a fifth teretz, I think we had. Wasn't that number five? A fifth teretz of that kasha. Skirts the whole kasha. Not that you directed the guys to do chavtan. It was done for you, then you sit in the sukkah. So if it's already done for you, it's in the sukkah, it's fine. Okay. Very good. That's the first mahalach we got now. Chavtan. Okay. Second mahalach we got to get to. Testament base. Let's take a look. We skipped over the three lines and the four lines in the Gemara. Who wants to read the Gemara? Marty, you want to read the Gemara? Testament base, the Tanur Rabbanan, in the middle. Let's see the four lines of the Gemara. Sukkah, Gabi Sukkah. Just those four lines, okay? Because we skip. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. Three halachas. Very good. Frek the Gemara. Excellent. What's the kasha?
So
a sukkah taka sukkah should be good, right? It says sukkahs twice. I mean, it says sukkahs plural. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. Chas or vav. So it's chas or vav. What does that mean? It's lashon yachid. Yes. So if it's lashon yachid, it says basukas basukos three times. The first two times is not chas or vav. So lashon yachid, you can only sit under one sukkah, not two. Very good. Excellent. Now, first thing is first, we did this Tysus when we did that vault, but I want to just see it again very quickly. Do the second to last Tysus. Go ahead, Basukos. On the bottom there on Testament base. Go ahead, Marty. Excellent. So what does he say here? Donnie, you got this down? Let's go. Let's get to know. What is Tysus saying? He's saying, even though if you hold Yeshem LeMikra, the Gemara is saying here, black and white, going Yeshem LeMisora. Are we going with Yeshem LeMisora in this Gemara? What happens with Yeshem LeMikra, man? How do you read the Gemara? So Taisa says, not a problem. When you hold Yeshem LeMikra, it doesn't mean you totally disregard the way it's written. Lo Lechinim. Obviously there's something. What do we add on? The Marsha said, if there are two topics, then it's fine. This is a, earlier we were talking about the walls on Vav and Beis. Here we're talking about how many tzchachs they need. If there are two topics, it's not a problem. You can hold Yeshem LeMikro regarding the walls, and you can hold the Gabi the Tzchach Yeshem LeMisora. Not a problem. That's what the Marshal said. Even against our the Tzitzis on Vav and Beis, Tzitzis on Vav and Beis seemed to what? Seemed to present it as a what? As basically saying, like the Shiboli Aleket, which I want you to get down. The Shiboli Aleket writes, please get it, that this Shita of the Gemara is going like the Manamrol Yeshem LeMisora. Plain and simple. Let's get it. The Shiboli Aleket argues on Tzitzis. He says the price is going according to Manri Yeshem LeMisora and done. Finished. So it's a major machlekes tois against the Shiboli Aleket. Can you work this Gemara according to Manamra Yeshem LeWat Yeshem LeMikra? Our Tosis says yes. Our Tosis will be motivated to it that if they're two different topics, no problem. Shiboli Aleket says no way. This Gemara is only according to Manamra Yeshem LeWat. Yeshem LeWat? Misora. Excellent. That means, add down in your notes, that means if you hold Yeshem LeMisora, if you hold, I'm sorry, Yeshem LeMikra, you're going to have a remarkable result. What's that remarkable result? That sukkah tacha sukkah is going to be kshayra. Which is nuts, no? Okay, what'd you say? Okay, but it's a tremendous, we don't paskin like that. I'm just saying that's going to be the result. Yes, Yonatan, go ahead. Yeah, but the way we said it over to Marshaw is, when we get to the Chazar, if we mention it, Tosis presented it as a steer. Because our Tosis Lamaisa presented, Tosis and Davo presented it as a steer. Okay? Right, but the way, we'll Chazar it over Lamaisa, but when we see, he presented it as a steer. Okay? He presented the two Tosim as a Machlaikas. Okay?
Like the Marshaw says they're Machlaikas?
Yeah, the Marshaw says that one Tosis against the other Tosis, yeah. So I'm saying the Tosis on Vav and Beis seems to side with the Shiboli Aleket. That this sheet of the Gemara is according to Yeshem LeMisora, Yeshem LeMikra would seem to say that Sukkah Tach Sukkah is Sheir, which is a crazy result. But Lemaisa, let's note it. Okay.
I mean, like, he's the same words. He says the same.
No, we'll see. We had a whole cheshbon in the Marsha. The two Tosim were against one another. Okay. The other Nikud I want you to get on this is the following. The other Nikud I want you to get on this is that There seems to be a big problem with this Gemara. What's the big problem with this Gemara?
It's three halachos learned from one.
Excellent, Yonatan. There are three halachos learned from two drushes. We only have two drushes here. Right? We only have two drushes here, and we're learning three halachos. So this is a problem. So I want to just give two approaches to answer this kasha, okay? But let's get this down. It's a very, very strong kasha. It says basukos twice in the pasuk. And we're learning out three halachas. Sukkos tachas abayis, sukkos tachas ha'ilon, and sukkos what? Sukkah tachas sukkah. Three halachas. But you only have basukos twice. What is basukos twice? Twice chaser. Right? The one is with a vav, mole. So this is a kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer. So I want you to get this down. They basically want to give the following answer, which I think is a beautiful answer. And that is that, in general, one Sukkot tells me Sukkot Tachas a Sukkah. However, Ilan, Sukkot Tachas Ilan, Sukkot Tachas Abayis are incorporated into one. They're all incorporated into one because if it only had one Pasuk, I would think the only thing that would be Pasul, I would think that Sukkot Tachas a Sukkah would only be Pasul if it was under a Sukkot Ksheir. What's the commonality of the three halachas, Jacob? Let's think about it. Sukkot Tachas Abayis, Sukkot Tachas Ilan are a common thread that what? That Abayis and Ilan are not kosher schach. Yes? But a sukkah taka sukkah, the sukkah is what? Is ksheir. Yes? So there are two different genres of drushes. So that's exactly what they want to answer. See, Ilan and Abayis are posel schach. So therefore, since they're posel schach, Lamaisa, I would think once I have another posek, I would say, oh, fine, sukkah taka sukkah, taka Abayis are a problem. They're from that extra posek. But if I only had one posek, what would I say, Akiva? I would say it's only considered to be sukkah tachas a what? Sukkah tachas a sukkah, that it's under a sukkah ksheir, right? See, it's a different genre, sukkah tachas ilan, sukkah tachas bayis. Those things aren't ksheir, right? They're mechubar. So I would think they're considered to be a different quality. You follow me, Marty? So therefore, we ask the kasha, we have three halachas, you only have two psukim. Yonatan, you're mechavin, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Chassam Sofer. What's the answer? The answer to the kasha is it's really only two drushes. Sukkah tachas a sukkah is one halacha. The reason why that's a problem because sukkah tachas a sukkah, but that's top sukkah's ksheira. It's kosher sach, right? But it still puzzles it. Elon and bias are a different genre completely. Since they're a different genre completely, because they're not kosher schach, lemais, I need another pasuk. But those are coupled together into one thing, so all you need is two drushes.
Well, how do you learn Elon and
bias? From the other sukkos.
That's still two halachas from one pasuk.
That's no problem, but it's the same commonality. This the same halacha. There's just two examples of the same halacha that it's a sukkah under pasuk schach. Okay? So that's why I say you couple the two together, tachzil tachzabayis, Yonatan, because why they're considered to be schach apostles. They're very accurate. You're mechavin in the kasha. Whereas sukkah tachasa what? Sukkah tachasuka, bet top sukkah shera, therefore, lemaisa, that's a different genre. Okay? However, one sec, Matthew, just get this down. According to the Bala Iter, the Rishon, the Gaval, all the Rishon, the Messiah that we have, the Bala Iter says no problem at all. Because you know why he says sukkah tachasilun or betoch abayis? Is not a problem. It's not a problem. It is a problem. Why is it a problem? Not because of two schachim, but because you're not sitting in the tzel of what? Of schach kosher. You're sitting in schach posel. You're sitting in the shadow of schach posel. That's what he wants to tine it. And therefore, the Brisa says, Basukos, posels, a sukkah, takhza, ilun, or shabatoka bayis. So why is that posel? Again, please get this. According to the Baal Iter, Adam, why is it posel? Why is this posel? According to the Baal Yitr, the whole din of Tachas Ilan Tachas Bayis, not because of Shnei Sach Chacham, because you're sitting under the tzel of what? Tzel of Tzach Posel. Aye, the price of Aser is what? Posel Sukkah Tachas Ilan Tachas Bayis. What's the answer to that? The Iker Drosha says the Rav Yoh, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. The price brings in Sukkah Tachas Ilan Tachas Bayis, Derech Agav. Just Derech Agav. That there are also other ways you're posel because of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. And the Baal Iter says, Allah Almighty, it's all considered to be, this is considered to be the problem. So the Baal Iter writes, I want you to get it, that Sukkah Tachas Ilun and Betoch Abayis are not possible because of Shnei Schachim. They're possible because you're not sitting in the tzel of Schach Possel. So that's another answer, Yonatan. You follow me? You couple them together because why? Not because they're Schach Possel, because they're in tzel. Tzel, they're in the shadow of tzel Schach Possel. It's the same mechanics, but a different svar. Okay? So therefore, you divide up what the two drushes, you divide up Tachas Ilun, Tachas Abayis on one side, and Tachas Sukkah on the other side. The Baal Iter just says they're coupled together because they're a problem cell of shadow, that cell, a cell of Schach Pasuk. Okay? You follow me? That's the Baal Iter's answer, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Perhaps a raya for the Pesach of the Sofer is that it reads incredibly well with the Mishnah.
Yes.
It says, Ki'ilah Sav Tov Abayis. So the Mishnah accepts the Hedrish between...
Yeah, I like that. Very nice. Very good horror. Very good horror. Couples them together. Excellent. Very good horror. And then Sukkah Gabisukkah separate. Very excellent. Very good, Matthew. Okay, good.
What would the Chiddush is
that we're the Iker part of this Gemara is like you said, a Sukkah Tachas a Sukkah. That's what the Iker Drash is, the Rav Yoh says. We bring in these side things because Allah Lamaisa they're also apostle Lamaisa. But they're also case of possible sukkah, bishub sukkah, tachas sukkah. Yeah, but okay, that's brought in derech agav. It's v'chule. Okay, good. Very good. So that's that small segment of the Gemara. Marty, the bottom, this will be the easiest taisis you ever did, and the last taisis in the Testament base. Go ahead. Tachtoina. Oh, go ahead. Oh, that was the taisis we spent so much time on, the top taisis. Okay. So that's easy. Taisus already was masber to you. We worked hard on that Taisus last week. Okay, good. Now we go right into the Gemara, and then we have time. We'll go back to the horrors we didn't finish up in the first piece of Gemara. But we have to what? We have to go weiter. Let's see weiter in the Gemara. Okay, you're doing a great job, Marty. Let's go. We're up to the Gemara now on Kama. Yudam and Aleph, guys, Kama. Everyone got it? Let's see the Gemara inside. Kama. And then we'll get, if we have time, we got to go back to the horrors and Rabbi Yirmiyahu. We had a few horrors we have to finish. Okay, we're up to Yudam and Aleph. We're on the, it's about the seventh line down. Okay, go ahead. Kam Yehei Bein. Right. We learned in our mission that a sukkah gabi sukkah, the tachton is psul. Absolutely. Why is the tachton a psul? Because of sukkah gabi sukkah. But we have to know how much distance there is between each sukkah. We have to know how much distance there is between sukkah in order for the tachtona to be psul. Okay? In other words, you can dissolve all the two sukkahs into one sukkah. Say there's only one schach. But the problem of sukkah tapas is shnei schachim. Well, how do you differentiate to say that they're two schachim? There's got to be a distance between them. Because if there's not a distance between them, just submerge them into one. Dissolve them into one, and therefore there's no problem. Okay, so the Gemara is going to present three shittas. Let's see. Go ahead. Excellent. A tefach. Very good. Go ahead, Chicane. Oh, we found by all a tuma tefach. Go ahead, this nan. Aval. Excellent. Okay, this is a mission in Olos. As we said, you got to know Shas. And I have to tell you that I saw an amazing Balaturim a few weeks ago in Parshas Vayeshev. Ben Skunim, who? What is Skunim? It's an acronym for sixth storm. The sixth storm. No, there are only five. There's sixth storm in Shas. But Zayin is what? Zkenim. Zayin is Roim. Kuf is Kachim. Nun is Noshim. Yud is what? Yeshua means Nezikin. That's how the Gemara refers to Nezikin, Yeshua. And what's the last one? Mem is Moed. What's missing? Taurus. Taurus. So you know what one of the Gedol HaKharim says? Taurus, you got to learn on your own. The other five you have from a Rebbe. Ben Skunim, Yosef learned from his Abba. Yaakov Avinu was his Rebbe. But Taurus, you got to do on your own. But you know what? You can also have help from your Rebbe too, okay? But it's an interesting thing. Ben Skunim. So this is a Mishnah. Why do I bring that up? Because all else is in Taurus. So what does it say in Taurus? It says like this. It's a very interesting din. If you have, and I'll show you the case. Let's say, God forbid you had a mace right here. You see this board? There's a cup over it. What happens if there's a tefach space between the mace and the board? What's the din? The din is that the tumah spreads over the whole board. And therefore the kli over here becomes what? Becomes tumah. Why? Why does the kli become tome? The corpse is not directly over. It's on the side to side. What's the answer? It's mevi. What's mevi mean? But it brings it. It brings the tumor from here to here and shoots it down. You got that? That's if it's a space that is considered to be a tefach. Because it becomes an ohel. That's what's doing in Mesachus Olos. Jacob, you got me? There's a space between the mace and the board. It's what? It's a tefach. Okay? And therefore, what you, the tomb is moved over to the side of the board, and the whole kli becomes a problem. What happens, though, if there's less than a space of tefach? Then what shoots up straight, and it doesn't maybe, it's called what? Basically, what's it called? Chotzeitz. Why is it chotzeitz? Why is it considered to be chotzeitz? Because why? It doesn't block the tumah. It just shoots straight up, and the cup on top of it, directly at him, is tummy, but not the kli on the side. That's what it means, chotzeitz. Chotzeitz means it shoots right through it. Mevi means no, it's like a energy thing, and it it like takes the tumor and blings it over there. You know what I mean? It's like an energy, okay? A negative energy, of course, right? Like the bad characters that have negative energy, right? Okay, I know it from kids when I was in Star Wars, right? Darth Vader, but Potter. What, Potter, isn't there a bad guy? You guys read Potter?
Voldemort.
Right? Okay, you're not supposed to say his name, Adam. How can you do it? All right? I never read it, okay? My kids read it, so that's why I'm just here for my kids.
I never read it, okay. Don't worry.
You guys never read it?
No, we
did. Avram, come on, I'm sure you read it, no? Okay. All right, let's go. All right. Now, all right, we got this? So I'm saying tomb is negative energy. So the negative energy is considered to be here, okay? So the Gemara says, what's the first shita? You tell me, Marty. Rav Huna says what? A tefach. So it means there's got to be a tefach space between the upper sukkah and the bottom sukkah. If there's a tefach space, you're fine. No problem. Okay? No problem at all. And he brings an example of Hilchos Tumah. So I want you to get this. You guys got to note in Kol HaTorah Kula that the Gemara compares mitzvahs with what? With Tumah here, right? Compares sukkah with Tumah. It's an interesting concept. I want you to note that. We always say the Vilna Gaon says the three areas of Dinei Torah. Remember we said that once at the beginning of the year? What did the Vilna Gaon say? Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. Pasuk in Parsh Tazria. Bein Dam L'Dam is Isser V'Heter, Bein Din L'Din is Dinei Mominus. And what's Bein what? Bein Nega L'Nega, Tumah V'Tara. So here the Gemara is comparing mitzvahs with Tumah V'Tara. Mitzvahs are like the Rubik of Yisurim. Yes, what do you say, Avram?
Not even, and it's overlapping a little bit, then at some points there will be a tefach of space between the bottom, let's say, the level and the upper level of the spot. So
You mean, I think there's got to be a tefach space going across. It's going across. There's got to be a tefach space going across the whole shear, at least a minimum shear of shiva bal shiva. Okay? So you have a tefach space, and that's why you have two sukkahs. Okay, very good. I just want you to note that and think. We got to think that. I'm thinking to myself, I saw the sheet of Ravuna. Whoa! He brings a din halacha dani, and he'll post what? Tumah v'taharah, he compares it to mitzvahs. Okay? Next sheet in the Gemara. Let's go. What do you say? Excellent. They say it's got to be Arba Tvachim, because we know that in Hilchos Shabbos, nothing is less than what? We know that in Hilchos Shabbos, you can never have a Rishus unless it's Arba Tvachim. So therefore, you need a space of Arba Tvachim between the top Sukkah and the bottom Sukkah to be considered two distinct things. Okay, let's see the top two Toises in Marty. This Tysus is screaming to us for a Hesber. This Tysus is screaming to us for a Hesber. We already know what Chavad Rami is. Right? What was Chavad Rami? I wrote on the board, I erased it earlier. What was Chavad Rami? Lachul Mishma Sinai. Where do we have Chavad Rami before? Where? Tysus. Excellent, Matthew. Good. Chavad Rami we had in the Tysus. A pancake theory. You take the second lower and the first lower and you smash them together. Like a pancake. Right? Not like a jelly donut, like a pancake, right? So therefore what? It comes out to be what? Comes out to be good. So Tosis says, there's a concept called Chavad Rami. Very interesting concept called Chavad Rami. Tosis says, why don't you say it here? We said it over there. We should say it here. What do you mean we should say it here? Tosis is asking, great kasha. He's saying, Chavad Rami Shayach Lamaisa should be said here. Why don't you say Chavad Rami? Gemara Pilpels, there's three sheetas. What's the sheer difference between two sukkahs and one sukkah? How much sheer you need? You need a tefach, arba tvachim, we didn't even get to the third sheet yet. What are you talking about? Just pancake them together. You know those waffle machines? Waffle machine, right? Yeah, why don't you say both? No problem.
Doesn't the God have to have something with a tefach on top of the God?
It had to be a tefach, but let's say the slats are a tefach. I can tell you that case. Tosis doesn't say why we don't say Chavad Rami. Please get this down. Tosis doesn't say why we say Chavad Rami. Okay? There's two pshatim I want to offer here. Why we don't say Chavad Rami. So the Maharam. Says the Maharam, very interestingly. The Maharam is Masbir. A beautiful pshat. He says, Allah Chalamaisa, that Chavad Rami is only in a situation where you have what? Sticks that alternate. Kona Ola, the Kona Yore. You know, there's like space between them. That's when you say Chavad Rami. Here, there's no space between them, Lamaisa. Here is a Sukkah Shalim. You don't say Chavad Rami on a Sukkah Shalim. You don't say Chavad Rami on a Sukkah Shalim. It's a complete Sukkah. Remember the picture we saw on the Perish Chai? Right? This is a complete Sukkah. So if it's a complete Sukkah, you know, Kona Ola, Kona Yori, you had one up, one down, one up, one down. So then you sandwich them all together, that's fine. That's what the Maharam is Masber the Tosis in the back under the Marshal. The Maharam is Masber the Tosis. They don't say Chavad Rami Lomaisa by a Sukkah Shalim. It says a Sukkah Shalim. Sukkah Stacha Sukkah. Each Sukkah Schach is fine. When you have a Kona Ola Kona Ola Yore, then you can smash it down if it's good. That's one pshat. The other pshat is Doruch Lanier. What's Doruch Lanier say? On the top Tosis there, Yonatan, get it down. Why don't you say Chavad Rami in our case? Just say pancake them both. He says, you only say Chavad Rami when there's airspace. When there's airspace in the Tachtona, then you could say the other one, it falls down into the slot, and it's fine. Mashenke in the Elyon is not Mechuba connected to Over. It's not exactly lined up. Whenever you say Chavad Rami, it's when it's lined up. Here, it's not lined up. It's very similar to the Maram, but the Maram is just saying, Lamaisa, just by Sukkah Shalim, when it's Ola Yorit, Ola Korah. He doesn't necessarily talk about Over, but the Aruch Lanier accentuates Over. Don, you follow me? You only say Chavad Rami when there's an airspace there. And you can pancake it in that it's good. Here we don't have that. They're both solids. They're both solids. Not a problem.
Who said that?
This is how the Aruch Lanier is Masbid the Tosis. We have the Maram's shot. And they're very similar, Jacob. The only thing is the Maram just stresses Olav Yorid. The different layers. One was on top, one was on the bottom. So you want to make them on level rows. The Aruch Lanier accentuates the notion of what? The fact you have to have airspace. Yonatan, you got me?
What's the color?
Chavat Rami, we learned last week at the Taisis. Remember, you pancake it. There's halacha mishmin at two different levels. Taisis said at Tesaviz. I wrote on the board, Chavat Rami, that there's one level and there's another level. You could sandwich it together, pancake it together, make it one level. As long as each board was a tefach. Remember that? So say the same thing here. What's the Gemara pilpling? How many spaces are between the two sukkahs? Just pancake it together. So Taisis says you don't say it. He doesn't say why. This Taisis is screaming for Hesper, so get down in your notes. The Maharam says you only say it when there's what they're on different levels. All of it, once it goes down, one goes up. So put them on the same level. Here they're not. It's not one going here. Here's one's up here, one's down here. And the Rachlanir says you only say it when there's a space where you can drop one on the other and make it a perfect pancake. Here they're not. There's no space. So therefore, halacha lomaisa, you know, the Maharam says when they're two, one's up, one's down, one's up, one's down. Here, the top one's always up, the one on the bottom's always down. So you can't say chavad ramim there. And the Aruch Lanier says you need an airspace to sandwich the pancake, the waffleizer. And therefore, you don't have that. So that's the chiddush. What? That's the chiddush you have of what of the Taisis. Beautiful Hezbollah, the Taisis. He says lo shaykh. You gotta ask yourself why he says it. Now I did see something I have to share with you. The Aruch Lanier said a little bit more. He said he thought it was a stira. Because what did Taisis say on Testament base? Why if the Tachtonis ain't si lasim ruba ayideh the Elyono? You remember that? Remember we said Chavas Rami? If the Tachtona ain't silsus meruba rak ayideh Elyono. Remember it needed a contributing fact? It needed to be helped from the Elyono? It's kosher because of Chavat Rami. Yes, you remember that? That's what Taisis said it. That was a Sukkah Sholin. On Testament base in the Taisis, Marty, towards the bottom, V'ye Shlomar. Da'adam Rav Asif, V'ben Echaz, Shalosh Yim Shem Gatav, Amin Chavat Rami. Yes? See the Yeshlomar? He said Chavat Rami. Now, wasn't that talk about a Sukkah Sholim? I thought that was a great horror. The Aruch Lanier says it's Stir and Taisis. Taisis on Testament base said Chavat Rami when it was a Sukkah Sholim. Right? Remember Tosis brought up the contributing factor that the Tachtona has more tzel than shade, has more tzel than sunlight, because the top one helps it out. But that was a Sukkah Sholim. That was a Sukkah Sholim, he says. So that's what he brings up. So you know what the Maharam says? He says, no, I don't think so. By Schach Silsum Ruba, you don't say Chavat Rami, but Schach Kamsum Ruba, you do say it. So that's an interesting shot. You follow me? In other words, he'll say it by the case of Tzilsum, Rakhbet Tzilsum Meruba, you don't say Chavas Rami, because it's thick. But Tzchach Shechamsum Meruba, you say it. Why is Chamsum Meruba okay? You tell me, Matthew. Chamsum Meruba is a lot of space, right? If there's more Chamsum than Tzel, that means there's space. If there's space, you could say Chavat Rami. So it's not a steer, the Maharam says. He says, when Tosha said it, that's talking about when there's an airspace. You follow me, Matthew? Chamsum Meruba, it's lost us the airspace. So you have no problem to say Chavat Rami. So mainly comes out a beautiful shtickle, Lomaisa. The Aruch Lanier thought it was a steer. My Rav says, not a steer, according to your definition. Fits beautifully. Definitely. Unbelievable.
Aruch Lanier pulls the steer according to my definition.
What'd you say?
Seems like
No, the Aruch Lanier pulls the steer according to his definition. The Maharam says back to the Aruch Lanier, he says, it fits good.
I thought we said Aruch Lanier says Avir and the Maharam says Sivashon.
Yeah, the Aruch Lanier says Avir, but he's saying there is Avir. The Maharam is saying there is up here when it's Chamsum Mitzilasa. So it comes out beautiful. Okay, next Taisis, Marty, very good. You got it? That's a good example, guys. You got a small Taisis, and Taisis just says Lo Shayachkan. What do you mean Lo Shayachkan? Why? You got to look around, or you got to think to yourself. You got to look around to Lechreinim, to be Mazda. Why Taisis says you can't say Chavad Rami here? Marty, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm proud of you. Very good. Rabbi, proud of everyone. Yes, Matthew, real quick.
Where would be a good place to look?
Always Aruch Lanier. Well, first thing before Aruch Lanier, Marshal, Maharam, Marshal. First is first.
Brother Rush.
You can look at the Taisa of Rush too as well. Excellent, Yonatan. Yes, those are the two things you look in the tools of Taisa all the time. You know what they're equivalent to? They're equivalent to the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam. Ravon Tzorak does. What's the first thing you always look at the Rambam if you have a problem? You don't look at Reb Chaim first. Of course you're going to look at Reb Chaim. If you from the Rav or Yeshiva, why you? Of course. But first you look in the Magid Mishnah, then you look in the Kesef Mishnah, then you look in the Lech Mishnah. Those are on the page in the Rambam. You don't go right to Reb Chaim for that. So who are the Nosei Kalim of Taisis? Yonatan said very correctly, Taisa Rosh, certain Masechtos Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, and then always Marsha, Maram, Marshal. Marshal is Chochma Shlomo.
What
the Rid? Taisa Rid also you can look. But Taisa Rid usually is his own Shita most of the time. Taisa Rosh was the Rosh's notes on Taisis. So a lot of times, Rav Shah and Taisis look into Taisa Rosh too. Okay? Excellent. Okay, next Tysus, Marty. Very good. You're doing a great job. Let's go. Next Tysus, guys. We got to move. Let's go. We got to try to finish tomorrow, and then we have those horrors. But if we can't do, we have to do tomorrow. Okay. I want to do a little bit of Shabbos too of Hanukkah. So we'll see. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Marty. Next Tysus. Oh. Excellent. What does this mean? So let's get this. It's a very interesting concept that emerges here. You know, what do we say there are four Rishios in Masechus in Shabbos? What are the four Rishios? Shesarabim. We wrote the six conditions on the board, remember? Okay, we got a Chazer. We'll have to Chazer. We'll see when we start Chazer. Certainly we're starting Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll see if we start Wednesday. We're not sure, okay? Tuesday, we're going to have an Oral Bechina on Tuesday, next Tuesday, okay?
No,
a week from tomorrow we have an Oral Bechina, yeah. Each guy will be 20 minutes. We'll make a schedule.
Oral Bechina.
In my office, Oral Bechina, yeah, okay? We have to Chazer. No. I want to do one person at a time. Question. I know, but Lumai says questions. I want you to know it good. Okay, we would just straight.
Our last year is Tuesday.
No, Tuesday's the Bechina. Monday.
And then when's our last year?
Thursday, Sunday, Monday. We have Hazara.
But so after...
After Tuesday, we don't have Shira.
We don't have...
Until next semester.
We have to come to the base, but we don't have to come.
Yeah, but we'll do it in my office. We'll everyone line up. We'll do 20 minutes at a time, like from 9 to 4. Okay? Yeah, we're going to Chazer. Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. Maybe even Wednesday. Let's go. Marty, now let's get this Tysus. Please get it down. We got a lot to do, guys.
Oh, that's registration day, right?
Let's go.
Okay. Tuesday's
the Bechina. So you work out. Don't worry about it. You work it out. Okay? So you'll switch it to, you know, if you don't have that time. Let's go. Don't worry about it. The schus of the Torah will help you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Listen to this. Marty, what does Tysus mean? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Carmelis. What's the last one? Guys, what are the four Rosh Hashanahs of Shabbos? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Carmelis, and Makom Ptur. Okay? Now, for Rosh Hashanah in a Carmelis, what does it say? Width and length, what do you need? You need Arba Tefachim, yes? Now, what about height? We've never found anywhere that height is what? Height is considered before Tefachim. Where did you get that from? That's what Tysus is bothered by. He says, Lo Matzino Makom Arba. What do you mean? Like I Rosh Hashanah in a Carmelis, like Rashi says, you're right, that's like width and length. But what about height? That's what he's bothered by. So he says, Linen Gova, we found it by height. Where do you find it by height? If you have two Chatzeros, please get it. By Erevich Chatzeros. What's the din if you have two Chatzeros and there's a door in between them? Can the door combine them both that you can carry from one Chatzer to the other? What do you say? Yes, the Mishnah says if there's a Pesach or a window between the two, that is what? That is considered to be four Tefachim high. If the chalon is what within 10 what? 10 tefachim of the ground, and it's four wide, and its height is four high. It's considered a door. And if it's considered a door, you can what? You can be ma'ariv, the two chatzeres together. Halacha l'maisa. You could do one erev chatzeres, it's one rishus. But if the window is less than four tefachim high, then you have to treat each chatzer separately. Each one needs his own erev chatzeres. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you see, arba tefachim works not just regarding width and length, but also works regarding what? Height as well. Please get that down. That's what Tysus is pointing out. So you see that what? Who's the second shita? The second shita in the Gemara is who? Is Rav what? Who is the second shita in the Gemara? Rav Chista, Rav Ravuna, say Arba Tefachim, and that's going to bring to the table height, like Abi Sukkah too. That the second sukkah has to be four Tefachim high over the first sukkah. Okay, that's the din. Okay, that's the second shita Gemara. Marty, back to the Gemara. Let's go. The third shita. Let's go. Shmuel Amar. Oh, Shmuel says you need 10 tefachim. Go ahead. So before you go right, of the three, you would mistaber with Shmuel because it's a real height. It's a distance, no?
It's sukkah sukkah.
Right, sukkah tacha sukkah. So you think the one sukkah is 10 tefachim high, and there's a 10 tefachim space between the two. So that means the schach of the what? Of the you know, the floor of the bottom of the top one is, you know, it's a 10 tefachim space. So you think that would be very mistaber. So if you consider it to be two separate sukkahs, it's sukkah tacha sukkah. Go ahead. My time at a what?
My time at the Shmuel. Okay. My time at the Shmuel. Kashera kapsula. Mach. Nakshera vasara. Absula vasara.
What does that mean?
Just like it's kosher with 10 shawls be
possible. Excellent. Meaning if this top sukkah is going to mess up the bottom sukkah, let it mess it up if it's 10 fucking high. Excellent. But if it's not 10 fucking high, it's a nothing. Yes? What is the principle of Shmuel? The principle of Shmuel is that a kosher one, what? What is the principle of Shmuel? Is that a kosher one, right? And therefore what? If it's going to mess up the what? The bottom one, it has to be what? It has to be itself 10 what? 10 tefachim high. So if it's 10 tefachim high, it would be a kosher one. That's going to mess up the what? That's the principle of Shmuel. I want you to get that down. It's a very important principle. If the kosher one, the kosher one will make it kosher. It will only what? It will only pass the bottom one, the mice, if what? If itself it is kosher. That's what means kachich shero. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be sukkah achas, and that's the drasha. If the sukkah al yonah is not kosher, then you don't have two sukkahs. It's not going to passel the bottom. The only time it passels the bottom one is if it's what in itself is kosher. Hechshero is what? What's the lashon? Hechshero kach psulo. Just like the hechshero is 10, if it's going to mess up the one on the bottom, it's got to be 10 as well. Excellent. Go ahead. So Gemara asked the kasher. Go ahead. Oh, what did Mishnah say in Rabbi Yehuda? What did Shita say? Let's get Jay. Let's focus. What is this? What's a Shita? If there's no residents living on the top one, the Tachton is Ksheira. Excellent. And what did Chachamim say? Chachamim said, Tukosak HaSukkah is what? It's Psula no matter what. Go ahead, read the Gemara. What does it mean, Ain Diurin? Look inside. We'll get to Yonah. Go ahead. Ata Diurin Kagarmi? You read it rhetorically as a kasha. What's the kasha? What's the kasha during Gagarmi? What does that mean? Just because people are living there, that's a problem? I don't understand. What do you mean? If there's no one living there, it won't cause a problem? Of course it'll cause a problem. Why is it for you to talk about whether there are people living there or not? You follow me, Yosef? Even if no one living there, it should be a problem. It's a great kasha. Elawa, Elav. What's Elav mean? Must be. Excellent, Marty. Go ahead. Beautiful. It means it's not fitting for deer. It doesn't literally mean people. Go ahead. Heichidami. Oh, period. The second sukkah is not what? Is a deeris rucho. It's not 10 tefachim high. So Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore what? If it's not fitting, there won't. It's not considered to be a sukkah to what? It's not considered to be a sukkah to apostle, the bottom one. Because it's not good. What's the clear implication before we read the Gemara? What does the word Michlal mean? We infer. We infer from here that the Tanakhama would allow it. Why would the Tanakhama say that? Why would it not allow it? Why would the Tanakhama apostle it? What did the Tanakhama say? Sukkataka sukkas psula. If the top one can't be lived in, it's not livable, why would it mess up the bottom one? Frek the Gemara Michlal. That's crazy. Even though it's not Ruhi Ladira, it's what? It's Psula? Why? What's it causing a problem? It's not Ruhi Ladira. It's a great kasha. It's Mamish great kasha. And who's that a kasha on? Shmuel. Why is it a kasha on Shmuel? I want you guys to articulate the kasha. What was Shmuel's principle?
That a kosher sukkah
is 10 tefachim high, but the kosher one on the top, the pasul, the one, it has to be kosher. But this is not kosher. Yeah, this is not kosher. Who do we pasul in Satanakam review to Jacob? Yochim Rab look around. Tanakam is the Chachamim, right? We always pass on the Chachamim. So how can you tell me that it's based on such a shita? It's against Shmuel. Does everyone hear the kasha? Now, I want you guys to get this down. You got the kasha? That's the kasha to Gemara. Kasha to Gemara is it's against Shmuel's principle. Shmuel's principle is very strong. That in order to pass on the Tachton, it has to be a Sukkah Kshera in the top. This is not a Sukkah Kshera. It's not really a Dira. It's a Dira Srucha. It's less than Tetvachim. Go ahead. What's the answer? Kiyasa? Now, Kiyasa means Radimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the bubble. Amre, they said. What's B'mar Rava? They said in the West, when he made Aliyah, I'm sorry, when Radimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the bubble. When he went down, but he's quoting B'mar Rava in the West, and Eretz Yisrael, they say. Oh, what does this mean now, guys? This is tough. It's not tough, but what does he change it now? Meaning that what? What does it mean when it says what? The Tachton is not strong enough. The roof of the Tachton. It's not strong enough to what? To hold cushions and what? And pillows of the Elyona. Therefore, the Tachton is Kshera. Yes? So what about the Tanakama? What about the Tanakama? How is this saving Shmuel, guys? How is this saving Shmuel? What do you say? What do you say this is saving Shmuel or not? Avram, did you get this?
How is it Avram? And how is it saving Shmuel? What does Rashi say here? What does Rashi say here? Meaning that what? The Tanakhama agrees with what? Avram, let's get this. What does the Tanakhama agree? That if it's less than 10, it's what? They're both Chera. Did everyone hear what I said? If it's less than 10, even the Tanakhama agrees that the bottom one's Chera. What's the Machloikis on? The Machloikis is if what? No, Machloikis is whether it can hold what? Whether it can hold Karmikistis. Okay? The Machloikis is whether it can hold Karmikistis. But everyone agrees at this point of the Gemara, that's what I want to bring out. Rashi says it right there. Read the Rashi there, Kiyasa. Read the Rashi there, Marty. Okay? This is what I want you guys to figure out in Seder. Kiyasa, go ahead. Ru'uya Ladira. Very good. It's not talking about height. It's not talking about height at all. Rebbe wasn't referring to that. Go ahead. Deem Cain. Tanakam also agrees that if it's less than 10, the top one, the bottom one is Chera. Does everyone hear what I just said? If it's less than 10, the top one, even the Tanakam agrees that the bottom one's Chera. Ella what? What does he mean? Ella? Yeah, it's not strong enough to accept the cushions and pillows of the Elyona to sleep. Go ahead. So, Tachtona. So, what is he saying here? What's he basically saying? What's he basically saying at this point of the Gemara? How do you understand the Machlokes Tanakhama Reb Yehuda? You guys tell me. At this point of the Gemara, whether really Shmuel is what? If it's less than 10, everyone agrees that it's Chair. That the top one. So what the Machlokas is exactly what? What's the Machlokas? Did you get this, Avram? Is Shmuel basically right or not? Shmuel's theory is that Kach Sherach Kach Psula, that in Shmuel's case, the Maisa the Tachtona Sherach, because it can't hold up what? It can't hold up the what? Can't hold up the Karmic Kisses. According to the Tanakham, it's not true. According to the Tanakhama, it still will be a problem. Does everyone got that? That's basically what he's saying. And there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. I want you to get this. It seems like from Rashi that the Bnei Ma'arava were saying, Halach Lamaisa, that whether it's, if it, both Tanakhama Rebbe say it's not 10, it does apostle Tachtona. The Ra'ah says that Beferish, meaning the Bnei Ma'arava bring answering the Kash on Shmuel. The Rush says this, Beferish, it's Simon Tetvav. They were answering Shmuel. But the Ritva and the Ran, are Mistapik. They're not sure. Maybe it's a separate statement, Bnei Ma'arava. They might not have been saying it to save Shmuel. The Gemara says it to save Shmuel. Ravina Ravashi wrote it to save Shmuel. So Machlokes Rishonim. Did Ravina Ravashi say use this to save Shmuel? Or did Bnei Ma'arava say it themselves to save Shmuel? But what you're saving Shmuel is basically saying is that the Machlokes in the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda is basically is Kechsher or Kach Psul or not. Basically, that's what it's saying. Yes, no problem. According to the Rosh and the Ra'ah, they said this Bnei Ma'arava to save Shmuel. They said this to save Shmuel. According to the Ritva and the Ran, they're not sure about that. It could be that Bnei Ma'arava said it on themselves, but Ravina Ravashi said it, Lamais, they used it to save Shmuel. But what I'm pointing out to you, at this point in the Gemara, what are we saying? What's the Machlokes? Whether it can hold up the Karmic Kistos or not. According to Beauty, if it can, it's Kshayra. What does the Tanakhama say to that? And still it's what? And still it's going to be what? Still going to be Psula, right? He says as long as it's considered to be, we don't assume it's always the same thing. We don't assume it's the same standard. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa. See, that's why I was very bothered by this answer, because the bottom line is we have three different shittas. What's the difference of the height of the sukkah, right? Spaces. The last sheet that says 10. But basically, his rationale was, what was his rationale? Exactly. But now we're saying that the Tanakhama is going to agree to that if it's less than 10, it's going to be what? It's less than 10, it's going to be what? It's going to be considered to be Kshayra, yeah? Remember, if it's less than 10, both the Tanakhama agrees to the Beauty, it's Kshayra. You got me? So the Tanakhama agrees to the Beauty, it's going to be Kshayra. So if the Tanakhama agrees with the Beauty of the Kshayra, what's the Machlokes? Whether the stuff can hold up Karmic Kistis. So the Tanakam says, I don't care whether it can hold it up or not. It doesn't make a difference. Even if the stuff is not Elyona, Lekaba Karmikis Elyona, Tachton is Kshera. That's according to Yudah, because not Ruya Ladira. And what does the Tanakama say? Tanakama says it's still a problem. Okay? All right. Very good. So next slide of the Gemara. Michlal. Okay, so it's not talking about height. It's not talking about height at all. Thank you, Matthew. Yeah, go ahead. Michlal, go ahead. Oh, what's the kasha? Read it as a kasha. Michlal. What does that mean? What does even if it's not able to hold it, it's psula? What's the kasha? Exactly. The upper sukkah is so bad, it can't even hold up karmic kistos, and it still possels? Then therefore what? Then a sukkah that's not 10 tfachim high should also what? Should also possel. You understand what I'm saying? But I want you guys to focus on that two stages. You always got to understand what the two stages were. That first stage, the Gemara was saying height wasn't the machlokes. The machlokes was on karmic kistos. And you know what? You know what I would tell you? Well, I want you to get this down, Matthew. You know what I would tell you? And don't forget what we said in the beginning of the year. What did Rava say in Bezim and Aleph? What was the machlokes to review in the Chum? According to Rava. Excellent, Donnie. So you know what? Let's think about this. If I'm a Kevin or Roy, let's think about this. What I want to say is like this, and we're going to get to it in the Maskana Bishop. Let's get to this. If I'm a Reb Yudah man, what do I always require? Keva, yes? Let me ask you, if the upper sukkah cannot hold up karmic kistos, is that sturdy? It's a nothing. Exactly. So therefore, it's not going to ruin the bottom sukkah. You got me? But if I'm a Chachamim man, I'm an Aroi man. Do I care whether it can hold up? No, I don't. And therefore, it'll be enough to what? It'll be kosher enough to possel the bottom one. Correct. So when the Gemara jumps on that and says, whoa, one second here. If you're going to start saying that theory, then why can't the Tanakhama stick to his guns and say what? When it's less than 10, that should still be what? That should still be enough to possel it. Right? You understand what I'm saying? That should be enough to possel it. If it's less than 10. If it's less than 10, the Gemara is jumping. The Gemara is trying to, I want you to get the previous stage was saying height is not a problem. Now it's asking, saying what? If the sturdiness is a problem, the Gemara guesses, then height should also be a machlekes too. That's what the Gemara is exactly saying. Would you say? That's true, but here we're talking about defining what, whether it's going to mess up the bottom one. I understand that, Marty, but that didn't tell me. We're talking about kosher sukkah's 10. We want to know what's going to affect the bottom. Okay? So he's saying the Tanakhama should say it should affect the bottom even if it's less than 10. That's what he's asking. He's asking if it's the sturdiness is allowable, then maybe that should enough. Keep in mind, Marty, you said it. We're not talking about the validity of what? The sukkah al-yona. That, no doubt, everyone says is bad. We want to know if it messes up what? Exactly. We want to know whether it's going to mess up the what? Mess up the bottom one. Is it tachton or not? Keep in mind the Lashon and Mishnah, right? L'Elyona was Kshera, tachton is Psula, right? What's going on here with the Elyona? So you want to tell me, oh, it's not what? You want to tell me that it's not strong enough to hold the carcasses? Maybe that should also be good here. Halach l'maisa. It should be the Sukkah's not Gavoa. So it's a Kasha and Shmuel. Maybe you don't say the same thing. Kech Sheira is not the same as the Psula. And therefore, maybe that's what you have to say. It's a Kasha and Shmuel. That's what we're bringing up, this Kasha. Now, it could very well be, I want you guys to get this. One second, Matthew, please get this down. The Kasha of the Gemara here is always throughout on who? Could it also be a Kasha on Rav Chista and Rabbi Ravua? Yes, it could be, no? I mean, Rashi seems to say the kasha is only on Shmuel. But the Rush, please get it down, says the kasha is on them as well. In Adarabah, there's no answer for them. You're done with them. And the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask on them is Gemara does not want to ask on Moraim. They have no answers. It only asks on Moraim that can give an answer to. The Rush says the kasha is on both. It's even stronger kasha on Rav Chisra and Rav Ravua. There's no answer even.
Less than
10 minutes,
kosher.
No, but the kasha, the Gemara was, remember, we said that
El lava must be the not roi the diris. Lo gavo asara. The tanakam's ain't roi the diris. Psu. Why would it be psu? It could say the same thing about arba tefachim. Could be the same kasha.
Didn't Rashi read in and said that everyone would hold that less than 10 is kosher?
That's Rashi saying, because Rashi said the kasha is only on Shmuel. The Rush argues. The Rush says the kasha is on both.
The Rush
says the kasha is on both, yeah?
So the Rush holds that not everyone holds that less than 10 is kosher.
We're gonna see Lomais. At this point in the Gemara, we're arguing now. We're asking on that. Yeah, we're asking on Shmuel. We're asking on Shmuel now. We're saying that what? If it's less than 10, maybe what? Maybe Tanakam is still apostles. If he passes in real Kabbalah karmic istos, he should also apostle that. That's what we're working on the Havamina here in the Teretz. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. So it's a Kash on Shmuel. So we see you can learn on in the Goiva that even if it's not a Sar, it's going to be possible. It's all totally Ninechet. Do we hold to the Svar of Shmuel or not? Do we hold to the Svar of Shmuel or not? The Gemara is asking, Lomaisa, you know what? If you don't allow Darm Kistos, we should also allow in a Gavo Asar. So it's a great kasha. So if we hold Lomaisa, if it's all totally mini nechad, do we hold the Svar of Shmuel or not? The Gemara says the Machlek is about height. So what's the Gemara's ultimate answer? Go ahead, Marty. Excellent. What does that mean?
The difference
between them is everyone's able to... Nerds, it can hold up the current with difficulty. What does that mean with difficulty?
Barely
do it. So what is Rabbi Yehuda hold? Therefore, it's not a shame sukkah. Please get this down. The Rosh, Ron, and Ritva. Matthew, let's get it down. All say like this. Plug it in. What does Rabbi Yehuda always require?
Keva.
This is not Keva. They can't hold up this stuff easy. So therefore, it's no shame sukkah. It doesn't pass the tachtona. Whereas according to the Tanakama, what is the Tanakama? He's an Aroi man. If it's an Aroi man, as long as the sukkah can hold up the karmic kistos, is it a shame sukkah? Yes. Therefore, it passes the tachtona. It's sukkah agabe sukkah. It's mamish fits in like a glove, l'shitaso, says the Rosh Ron in Ritva. Fits in beautifully. The maskanas of Gemara. Yonatan, you follow me? Again, if you're rebuted a Keva man, therefore it's not a good sukkah because it barely can hold the stuff up. So therefore what? Therefore it's not a shame sukkah, therefore the tachton is chayra. Yes? That's what it means, emein duruah, emein diurin. It cannot keep up the karmic kistos. According to Tanakam, all he is a roi man. It's a shame sukkah, it passels. So it comes out, alach lamaisa. Basically it comes out, you have three different examples, three different cases. What are the three different examples you have? What are the three different examples you could have by the sukkah gabi sukkah? We could have a situation where it's kulik shera. What's the situation where it's kulik shera? Where everyone's going to agree. Tanakama with the what? If it's less than what? Less than 10. It's less than... No, according to the maskana sagamara. What is the maskana sagamara? Tanakama's not cholik. He agrees alach lamaisa. He agrees in the case of the height, right? We're keeping what? We're keeping Shmuel's din. However, there's just a shiloh of whether it's considered to be a shame sukkah or not based on your own personal shitas. But the concept exists of keach shero, kach psulo. Shmuel shita remains strong. So therefore, what's the din if it's less than 10, the top, the space between the top and the bottom sukkah? Evan agrees it's shero. What's the din if it's above 10? And it's keva. So it would be, everyone would agree it's psulo. What's the din if it's what? If it's 10, but it's what? But it can barely hold up the karmic kistas. Corner of Yuda, it's not Keva, therefore it's not a shame sukkah, the bottom will be kosher. Corner of Tanakam, all you need is a roi, what's the din? It's going to be possible because it's a roi, therefore it musses up the bottom sukkah. Correct. Well said. But we're keeping alive, Avin, did you get that? You can miss this whole thing, Lamais Namaskana. It's dealing with the height. The Gemara salvages the height. The Gemara goes back and forth. Is the height an issue or not? And the Gemara jumps on that, and that's what I'm suggesting, Lamaisa, is that the Gemara what? The Gemara wants to keep Shmuel Shita alive. And the different stages in the Gemara are such that what? That in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that they're agreed by 10. The Gemara said it doesn't make any difference, Lamaisa. Ain't it Ruyi Lekabel, then it should even be Pachas Miasara. Gemara thought the Tanakama agreed to that. Gemara's saying, no, it's not the case. What should be the difference? So I'm saying, what was the transition between that Kasha and the Teretz of the Gemara? The transition was, Halacha Lamaisa, Kevin Aroi is being put in. And that's the tradition, that's the Chiddush that the Gemara wants to bring out here. Now, the truth is, when Rashi says it can't hold up the karmic kistis, look at Rashi the Ramasko Ki. See Rashi the Ramasko Ki? Right? What does Rashi seem to say when you read that Rashi? What was the key word in that Rashi? What would you say, Marty? He said, Lishan. Kiyasa. Kiyana Briya v'chazak al-kabakarmic kistis shalayona v'lishan. sleeping. Oh, so I want you to get this down. Davin Nezer writes that as long as it's not fitting for sleeping, I could care less whether it's fitting for eating. It's psula. Must be fitting for sleeping. Yes, we had that once, remember? Yeah, but this is Davin Nezer's Medayik from Rashi. If you sit in a sukkah where you can't sleep in the sukkah, let's say you're afraid of ganavim, you're not yotz even eating there. If you're in a bad area, you want to say it's mashram, the toys is rid, is the same thing. Please get that down. The ikar is the sleeping. So if you eat in a sukkah where you're afraid of sleeping there, forget about it. You're not yotze. And the Rosh, in Simon Tedvov, says, you're not able to put karma kisto shal yona. So it's not possible because of what? It's not ruya lishena. Why is it possible? Because it's not ruya to eat there. Because how they used to eat in the times of the Gemara? On what? On karma kistos. He used to eat on karma kistos. So Lamaisa, if it's not roy to what, to have the karma kistos hold up, then he can't eat there. So the ikar is the eating. So it's a machlekes. Rashi and the Tais is rid against a rush. Okay, let's say it over again. Yeah, the Avnei Nezer is with the Tais is rid in the rush. Correct. And I'm sorry, with the Avnei Nezer shot and Rashi and the Tais is rid. But the rush argued. He says karma kistos indicates eating. Not because not roy l'shena. Interesting. Halacha Lamaisa. Very, very interesting. What comes out from this? Halacha l'maisa. You're not able to sleep in there. You're not yotze. And even though klap of the sukkah tachton, it's varai schach kosher, but we don't find schach that's dark and bad, that's posel. As long as the elyon is not really bitok chosek haschach, it's psuli, the tachton is ksher. Okay, it has to be strong enough, l'maisa. Okay? So that's the chiddush. Halacha l'maisa, I want to bring out. Again, nachamol. It said the tachton is ksher. As long as the Elyon is not really Leduyurim. Sukkah, it's impossible to live in, is a nothing. Aye, the Sukkah is Sukkah, it's Schach, Klap in the Tachtaina. Why is it possible? No one can live there, though. If you can't live there, then it's a nothing. Okay? You got to be able to live there. If you can't live there, it's a nothing. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Fine. So it comes out, those are the three cases. We got the three cases? Let's say it again, Nachamol, so you got a clear. If the what? If the top, upper one is what? It's less than 10 tefachim, evergreen is ksheira. Yeah. That's one extreme. The other extreme is if it's higher than 10 and it's strong, evergreen is tzula. Excellent. What happens if it's in the middle of the machlaikis where it's only sturdy enough to, it's not sturdy enough to karmikistus? According to Yudah, I'm a Kevin man, so it's a nothing. It's not a shame sukkah, the tachon is ksheira. According to Chachamim, I'm an Aroi man. Tanakam has a shame, the top one has a shame sukkah, it's tzula. That's the machlaikis. Okay. Now I want to close now. Let's get to the following, guys. Let's get to the following, the few horrors that we had on the previous sukkah. I want you to get it down. Okay? With Iberian. Okay? Let's get it clear, guys. It's amazing, Machlaikis. I was waiting, Lamaisa. So let's get to it right now. What was the Machlaikis we had Rashi and Tais against Rabbeinu Tam? Whether Schach Lamal and Yasmin is deemed as what? Schach Psul or not. Excellent, Yonatan. Rashi Tais was fine. Rabbeinu Tam, sorry. Rashi Tais was bad. Schach Psul. Rabbeinu Tam said it was not a problem. Okay. Now, I want to say over the following to you guys. Let's get it. It's interesting that we should note that there's a big machlokes in Rishonim within Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Please get this. The Ritva is of the opinion, Tesem is maskal nochen, that it's only when the tzilza of the sukkah is merubu machmas bifnei atzma. Remember we said it doesn't need a contributor? It doesn't need a contributor. It has its own shade. But if it needs a top one with the tzir of the schach elyon, then what's the din? It's done. It's because Lamalim Yeshir Mama. See, normally Rabbeinu Tam says Lamalim Yeshir Mama is not a problem. But he says, Avram, if the Schach Lamalim Yeshir needs to contribute to make the what? Sil, so more Rabbeinu on the bottom, then it's Psu. You got that? That's the sheet of the Ritva in Rabbeinu Tam. Comes along Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Please get this. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says there's nothing wrong. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that just like the Schach above 20 doesn't passel, it can also add on to be Machshir. So you can use that to add on to what? You can use that to add on to the schach on the bottom, and therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be kosher. So that's the chiddush to ma'isa machlokes with for Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we have in what? We have in the sheet of what? The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, it's very important that we note this. What is Rashi Shita? We were saying all along that what's Rashi Shita? Rashi holds like Tosis, but what? Rashi's talking about a situation that the whole sugi in the Gemara is talking about what, Avram? That the contributing is being needed. Because if it stands on its own, the bottom one with more shade than sunlight, then there's no kash at all, right? So I want you to get this down. The Rav Yah In the Agos Mamonius say that's not the case of Rashi. They say Rashi was Chozerbal. Please get this down. They say Rashi was Chozerbal from his parish, and Lamaskonas Advarim, he writes, when the Tachtona is Merubim Michamasa, it's Puzzle, if you have any contributing factor. Even if it's on its own, it's good. So he claims the Rav Yossi says that Rashi was Chozerbal. He says that even if it had its own shade on its own, the bottom, it's considered to be a problem, Halacha L'maaseh. Remember we said Rashi said if it's on its own, you don't need any contributing factor, then it's fine. Remember? Rashi learned the whole Gemara that's contributing. Remember that? Rav Yossi says not true. Rashi in the end of the day was Chozerbal. And he says even if what? Even if it could stand on its own, if you're Mitzarf, the Schach, Postel, Malnesser, you got a problem. He was Mamish what? The Rav Yossi was very strong about this. Please get this down. I'll tell you why, Lamais. I'll tell you why. Because first, let's point out it's not true according to everyone. The Mordechai and the Tur claimed that Rashi stuck to his guns. Okay? And he was not Chozerbal. He was not Chozerbal at all. Why does he say like this, Yonatan? Please get, you got the Machlaikis? Let's just be Mazbe the Sfar that Rashi sticks to his guns. Why does Rashi stick to his guns? Remember we said from the Cheshek Shlomo, Lamais, the Yesha and the Mordechai, that the Gemara is talking about a case where what? Where the Tzilzu is what? The Tzilts one's contributing, correct. That's why Rashi stuck to his guns. So Yonatan, the Rav Yossi says, I'm sorry. There was no indication ever in the Gemara that it said that what? That it needed to be contributing, you needed a contributor. He says the Gemara's talking about where it stands on its own. And it stands on its own, it's still a problem. That's what forced him to say what he said. Rashi Dirmasko Mahu. See Rashi Dirmasko Mahu? Mahu de Tema Nigzor? He says, you read that Rashi, and we saw the Rashi, he says there's no indication that what? That Pythagoras is talking about a situation that what? That it needs its contributing factor. Rashi didn't say it. So he says that Rashi says the Rav Yo was Chozerbal. On Tesimavej, he said to Pythagoras that was talking about you need the contributor. It wasn't on, if it was on its own, it's good, no problem. He's Chozerbal from that here on Yudam and Aleph. Okay? That's what the Rav Yo writes. Major Machloikis. Amazing. Mordechai and the Tur say Rashi stuck to his guns on Testament base. Rav Yo says Rashi was Chozerbal. Amazing. Okay? So let's take this a step further now. Okay? Let's take this a step further. We had a machlekes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Remember we had a machlekes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam? Yes? Yeah, one sec, Matthew. We had a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? What is Rabbeinu Tam's problem on Rashi? He has two kashas. Tani, let's get it. What were the two kashas Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi? First kasha was what? First kasha was how did Rashi learn the whole Havamim in the Gemara? Mao de Tim and Nigzor on Yudam and Aleph. Nigzor that I'm going to take the stuff from above 20. Remember that?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam says, not in the Gemara. The Gemara should have said that Beferish. Then I'm afraid I'm going to take the stuff above 20. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Masber, the kasha. It's very Perish Dochuk. What was the second kasha he asked? What was the second kasha that he asked on Rashi? You remember? Why does Gemara say the Chiddush within the third case? He could have said it within the what? Within the first case. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? He could have said within the first case, Shneim Sherim? You could have said that, maybe it would be possible because of Xer that maybe you'll take from above 20. You remember that, Avram? Those are the two kashas Rabbeinu Tam said. So, what did the Marashah say according to that kasha? What did the Marashah say to answer that second kasha? And I want you guys to get this down. The Marashah says, it's not a problem. According to Rashi, what's the kshash? That you're going to take from above 20 because you think it's not a problem. Right? You're going to come to Max with the stuff above 20. That's not a kasha at all. Because when is that a kasha? When the Elyon is psula because of Chamsum Ru Metzilasa. That's why you think the Elyon is not a problem. Because why? You think it's like a Misheno. But in the third case, what's the third case? In the first case, what's the Din Lamais in that case? Where in the case of the first case, Shtein and Cheris, the top one is what? What's the top one? Tzilsa Merubin what? So no one's going to come to say that because they know if you elevate it up to 20, it'll be tzula. So no one's going to touch it. That's how the Marashah said last week answered up that kasha. It's not a problem. But the Rabbeinu Tam was very forceful and he said those two kashas convinced him and then he changed the gears to the tachtona. And he said the tachtona was considered to be what? What was the tachtona? The tachtona was toksus. The Elyona is fine. Doesn't pass at all. The Havamin was, I thought it was Pascha, Mashmah, it's not a problem. So that's the Chiddush I want you to get, Lamais. Okay, that's the Chiddush I want you to get, Lamais, according to what? According to this thing. So this brings us to the following. One sec, Vassar. This brings us to the following. Let's get it, Donnie. Okay, you ready? Comes out like this. Comes out that we have a tremendous Chiddush in this Gemara
And this is what I was telling you, whether Rashi was Chozerbo or not, right? So the Rav Yoh said Rashi was Chozerbo. Yeah, he said Rashi was Chozerbo. Rabbi Natam said not that way. So listen to this distinction within Rabbi Natam. What did Rabbi Natam say? That Schach Lamalim Yeshim Dani, let's get it, we got to close with this. Schach Lamalim Yeshim is not considered Schach, yes? Right, exactly. Tachton is Tachas Esrim, correct. But the Elyon is higher than 20, that is not a problem, yes? But what happens in the following case, right? What happens in the following case? And that's the Chiddush of this Gemara. If the Schach Elyon is Lamalim Yeshim, from the Karka Tachtona, is it kosher or not when the Tachtona is Bifniyam Sechamsim Ruba? Can you contribute or not? So what's the answer? Rabbi Yerucham said it can contribute, Avram, even though it's higher. And what did the Ritva say? No, it cannot contribute. And that Lamaisa brings the last Nakuda Halacha Lamaisa. This Machlok is the Marsha and Rashi against the Rivet. What did the Marsha say? Amazing. What did the Marsha say, Donnie? The Marsha said that what? If the Sukkah El Yonis Ksheir, because not Lamalim Yeshimama. Yes? Let me say Tarvayu. So Rashi said, oh, even if the Gavoa, if it's higher than the Karka, more than 20 Amas. As long as it's not higher than 20 from the it's good. It's good, Halacha Lamaisa. But what did the Rivet, what's the Rif say in the name of the Rivet? If the Elyona is Lamal Miesrim from the Karka, even though it's Tokh Esrim Lagag, it's still Psula the Elyona. So look at this seer. 24, look at this. 24 to 6 is what? 19. So this is 19. But to the ground, it's what, Donnie? To the ground, what is it? 24. So it's within 9. It's within 20 of the bottom one. Yes, Rivet says it's still a problem. He says as long as to the ground it's higher than 20, done. The Rivet, the Rif quotes the Rivet says it's puzzle. According to Shitas Rashi, it's not true. According to Shitas Rashi, a halach lamaisa, we want to say to Marsha would say it's kosher, even if it's gavoa miyakarki yosimama. As long as 19 from the bottom it's still kshayru. According to Shitas Rashi, you got that Nakuda? Remember Rashi said lamal miyosimama schach psosel. Kohen Ben Atam, it's fine. Within Rashi, it's Schach Posel. What does that mean? Do you look at the ground or do you look at the floor from the Sukkah? So according to Rashi, Marsha says it's good, Halacha Lamaisa. Marsha, as long as it's from the floor is 19, it's fine. That's why this picture is 19. 24 minus 6, higher mathematics is how much? 19, right? 24 minus 6 is 19, no? No, I'm sorry, 18, yeah. Higher mathematics. That's why I said it is higher mathematics. Right? So therefore it's considered to be good, Halacha Lamaisa. So according to what? According to Rashi, it's good. According to Rivet, says it's psula. That's the Chiddush Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Everyone today have a great Chiddush. You're supposed to have bread today. Shulchan Aruch says. So make sure you get a bagel. For Shkia. Recommend it. It's not a Chiyuv. If you miss Yalav Yom, you don't have to go back. Don't forget Yalav Yom HaNisan. Tomorrow's also a Chiddush. Okay?